Welcome to this meditation on self-compassion and equanimity. Establish your body in a position that's conducive to meditation. Settle into your posture and feel the places of support beneath you. Feel the places of contact between your body and the ground or seat beneath you. Relax into this support, realizing you have to do nothing. The support is there for you. Relax into it and feel the rootedness and the groundedness inherent in your physical body, in your physical posture. From this place of groundedness, extend your spine upwards. Allow your spine and your back to be elongated all the way to the tip of your crown. Now from this place of straightness, this place of elongation, allow your body to move slightly from side to side, forward and backwards, and find a place of optimal balance, a place of uprightness and alertness, but also a place of little effort. And now allow the muscles in the body to relax gradually. Maintaining the posture of uprightness, but enhancing relaxation. Feel the muscles in your body. Allow places of tension to relax just a bit. Feel the muscles in your forehead, around your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw. And allow these muscles to settle and relax. On down through your neck and your shoulders. On down through the torso. All the way to the places of contact between yourself and the supports beneath you. Now very gently allow your attention to follow the sensations of the breathing. And let's begin this meditation with 5 minutes of breathing practice. Do not worry if you're doing the practice right. Do not over-evaluate or over-analyze yourself. Simply come back to the breath time and time again as you become distracted. And see if you can do this with an attitude of openness and curiosity. Gently bringing your mind back to the breath. Just as you would guide a toddler back into the yard as he or she is running into the street or trying to run into the street. Just gently return time and time again. And now I invite you to remember a time, or imagine a time, if nothing comes to you, when someone else was really there for you. Perhaps in a time of need. You may even imagine that this person is there with you now. And bring to mind this kindness, this compassion, and this love. And experience receiving it. Notice what it feels like to be the recipient of kindness, of compassion. Perhaps it is a kindness or a compassion that is quote-unquote undeserved. No strings attached. Unconditional, perhaps. And allow this unconditional kindness and love to permeate you. Experience yourself receiving it. And notice what that feels like in the body, in the mind, as you receive this love and this compassion. Now drop this reflection, this imagery, and simply come back to the breathing body. And now be with the breathing body. From this place of kindness and compassion. Just as you can receive kindness, just as you can receive compassion, you can also embody it, even in the simple act of breathing. Now consider that each person you meet in your daily activities whether it's a friend, acquaintance, a stranger consider that each person that you encounter, that you meet, that you interact with, just like yourself, each person wants to be loved and valued. Consider that each person has had ups and downs in their lives, just like yourself. Consider that each person, just like yourself, knows what it's like to be angry, to be afraid, to be jealous. To be stressed. Consider that each person, just like yourself, has loved ones. Has a community. Is embedded in important and significant relationships. Consider that each person, just like yourself, has dreams and goals and aspirations. And then recite in your mind the following. Just like me, everyone wants to be happy. Just like me, everyone wants to be free from suffering. Just like me, everyone wants to be happy. Just like me, everyone wants to be free from suffering. Just like me, everyone, without exception, wants to be happy. Just like me, everyone, without exception, wants to be free from suffering. Now drop any reflections and simply come back to the breathing and the breathing body. Allowing any effects of this practice to sink in and to settle in. Just be with the body as you inhale and as you exhale. As we finish this practice, cultivate a conscious intention. An intention to bring the realizations of this practice into your daily life, into your daily relationships, to carry this perspective of equanimity with you as you interact with others and live your life. And then let's end with a short dedication. May I embody equanimity throughout my daily activities. May any positive effects of this practice manifest in my life. May this practice in some way benefit the community around myself.